This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know I talk pretty fast, don't I? I don't mean to do it. The time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can read some of the articles and the pieces are up there for some of our fabulous writers. I don't use that word that often because I don't know how to spell it. So, and if you don't like what they're writing, then tell them that. If you like what they're writing, then tell them that too. Encourage them. We need more people to write. If you want to write for us, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I do want you to engage. I do want you to be involved. It's the only way you get the message out, right? You got to be involved in it. You got to help get the message out. You got to talk to other people about it, and make sure you have information to have effect. Just don't spew simply what the party tells you to spew. Don't spew what I tell you to spew. Check it out. Seriously, check it out. Anyway, I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do very much appreciate the time that you give me, that you spend on the air with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know how I love to make fun of our colleges? I really do. I probably shouldn't, but I can't help myself. It's really that crazy. And what they're teaching kids on college campuses, now you can say, I don't know. We don't know for sure. But doesn't the product, the end result, doesn't that kind of show you where the product's at? I mean, seriously. It would to me. Or it would for me. So, when Columbia students, yeah, get your barf bags close, were asked how they felt, basically about female genital mutilation, they said, well, it's a woman's right to choose. Now, the only thing I'd have to ask you, and the only reason they said that was you'll hear how the question is posed to them. But it's been my argument since the day I started doing a show, and I kept saying, you know, people are afraid to say, I don't know. Now, you'll hear one or two people say it, but for the most part, people are afraid to say that they're ignorant on an issue. And it's okay to say you're ignorant on an issue. I think it is anyway. But these are our educated people. These are our next, you know, doctors, lawyers. I don't know. You got to hear this. Because if it doesn't make you throw up, you're cold. Man, you're just cold. You know what I mean? Here, let's put this up there.
Or Planned Parenthood funding for clarity.
Okay, let's replay that from the beginning, which always helps. Here we go. Ready?
So would you support Planned Parenthood funding for clitoridectomies?
For clitoridectomies, that's
Now, clitoridectomy is the clinical term for female genital mutilation. But would you answer a question if you really didn't know what they were asking you, if something was okay? Right? Would you say, yeah, sure, fine, if you really didn't know what it was? Take a listen.
That's female circumcision.
Of course, yeah. I believe it's up to the... It's
female circumcision. Okay? Now, female circumcision is totally different than male circumcision. Let me get through this a little bit more, and then I'll gross you out.
It's up to whoever wants to actually perform that, but I definitely think it's up to that singular person.
Regardless of their age?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that similar to an IUD? I'm, like, not super educated on the topic.
No.
I'm a college student. Yeah.
It's like a cultural practice.
Yeah.
It is not a cultural practice! Oh, these guys are making me nuts. They make me nuts. Can you tell? They make me nuts. It is not cultural. It's strictly a religious thing.
It's Africa, normally, right?
So the families, if the families are choosing that they want this, it's okay.
I mean, who am I to say no to?
In certain religious groups, daddy decides. And daddy always decides to have this done because it's part of their religion.
What somebody wants to do, in that sense, it's their body, right?
Would you support Planned Parenthood funding for female circumcision?
Yeah. I mean, if it's, like, what the family wants.
What about you?
I don't know. How do you feel?
I've actually read a lot about it in other countries.
I haven't, so I don't know.
Yeah, and, like, people are constantly going to other countries and fighting to end that, so that's a little... I didn't know about this.
I mean, there's a movement to end male circumcision, too.
Matter of fact, for some of you who are old enough to remember Jay Leno and The Tonight Show... His wife was on a campaign for this, or against this. His wife was actually talking about how this was being done to little girls in Muslim nations. And how bad it was. You know, it screws up the urinary tract, okay? It makes them so much more susceptible for infection. Many, not a majority, let's make sure we're using the proper terminology, but many bleed to death. Okay, and this is all because part of the religion says they're not allowed to enjoy sex. Sex for the woman is simply to produce children. Period. All right? I mean, it's really that simple. And it's religious, people. It is not cultural. Let's make sure we keep that. And, you know, circumcision sounds a lot cleaner, doesn't it? Well, men get circumcised. Women should be circumcised, too. No, two totally, totally different things.
If that was what somebody's choice was, then I would say it, then sure.
Any of you, look, this is like those drugs you hear on TV at night, right? May cause, you know, diarrhea, swelling of the bowels, really bad gas, death. Yeah, sure, I'll take two. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back.
Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to, I can't remember the guy's name. Wow. That's not Don King. I'm positive. He's a professor, but I can't just think of his name. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. As I said, Michael Housem. He hasn't been with us for in a while, so you guys who are listening for the first time will get to know him tonight. But always a pleasure to be with you, and I'm happy you're with me tonight. Really, seriously. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself, right? Wouldn't be really cool. We're talking about the Columbia students. We're asked if they supported. They were given a clinical name for it, but they were told what it was. Female genital mutilation.
And the response, and most of the responses are from ignorance because they don't have the guts to say, hey, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that before. And again, as I said earlier, you know, Jay Leno's wife, was fighting that. They were forcing it in Afghanistan to the Muslim population, you know, because it is part of their, religious beliefs. And so she was fighting because they were doing it to little kids. And I love these young people say, well, you know, if the woman really wants it, who's to get in her way? Well, here's the deal. First of all, the reason they have it in the Islamic community is because a woman is not supposed to enjoy sex, only a man. So you got to get rid of it right away, right? But like I said, infection, bleeding to death, urinary tract infections. There's all kinds of negatives around this thing. And so when the guy says, well, you know, if the woman wants it, you know, why get in the way of her freedom of choice? What woman is going to say, you know, it's like those commercials on TV I talked about earlier. What woman is going to say, let me see, so I won't enjoy sex anymore. I will probably get an infection. I could bleed to death. Sure. Yeah, let's go for it. At which time she has to be checked mentally, right? Anyway, so let's listen to more of these interviews. They're so exciting.
I think Planned Parenthood is all about a woman's right to choose.
So do you support Planned Parenthood funding?
I would, yes.
See, the beauty is, and what the person is proving here, which is so, so, so true, because it's got the term Planned Parenthood in it, right, then it's okay. Right? Then it makes sense.
If it's pro-choice, it's up to everyone, each his own.
But it also, like, gets rid of female, like, pleasure, from what I've read.
If it's pro-choice, is she confused? We're not talking about a baby here. We're talking about, for all intents and purposes, mutilation. And no, people, it's not like a male circumcision. Not even close.
Each his own.
But it also, like, gets rid of female, like, pleasure, from what I've read. Yeah. But I'm not exactly sure, like, how much meaning they can have with orgasm or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, my tendency is to say, like, if there are, like, not standing in the way of people's cultural traditions. But on this particular one, I don't know if I could provide an answer just because I don't know enough about people.
The smartest guy in the group, okay? Seriously. The smartest guy in the group. I don't know enough. I don't know how I'd, you know, if it came to a woman's right to choose, I'd be okay with that. But I don't know enough about this particular item to chime in on it. If I had a gold star, I'd send the man a gold star, you know?
Male circumcision, it sounds mm-hmm. like genital mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you could fast forward, if the female...
Well, it is. I mean, some people consider it to be genital mutilation, but
yeah,
then, you know, but it's cultural, you know, so a lot of people would find it culturally insensitive if you called it genital mutilation.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I think that's sort of, I don't know.
It is mutilation. Again, it's not like male circumcision.
Any way you fall out on that, somehow you're going to be a little bit insensitive.
So would you...
You're going to be a little insensitive to what? See, this would be a perfect example where you'd say, how about we do this? Before they have the procedure done, right? Because right now it's parents that are choosing, in some countries, they choose whether the child's going to have it or not, right? But shouldn't a woman know? I wonder how many women don't know what it is. But I don't believe any woman is getting it done right now voluntarily. There's just no way. Well, not here anywhere.
Support Planned Parenthood funding of female circumcision.
No. But see, it's all about the Planned Parenthood. It's all about making sure Planned Parenthood doesn't get defunded, is allowed to do what they want to do. That's the part that's scary. Don't you think? I do.
So what about you wouldn't? Why wouldn't you support it?
Because I think it's part of a woman's right to own their own sexuality and to have, like, pleasure
yeah.
about it. And it's something that...
You know, I play these things not to make fun of our young people necessarily, although I don't mind making fun of them. Not necessarily to make fun of our young people, but to show you this attitude, this ignorance, this glowing ignorance that they have, And they think it's okay, you know, again, interject the word Planned Parenthood. And all of a sudden, it's okay. Everything's okay. Everything's wonderful. What if you took Planned Parenthood out of it? Right? What if you took it from a whole different perspective? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, yes, a lighthearted, cute, little short story. How's that? Maybe I can get it out before I run out of time. So this might sound innocent, but don't let your kids say this phrase. And that's according to Daniel or Danielle Darling, writer for Kid Check. There's a phrase in our vocabulary that nobody has to teach us to say. It's a phrase kids learn very quickly in childhood, and it's a phrase you should ban in your household. What's the phrase? That's not fair. I'm good with that. It sounds innocent enough. Everybody wants life to be fair, right? But really, you know, when you think about this, there's a lot of things in life that you may believe should be fair, should be equal. They're not. And that is a very subjective term that a person is using, is it not? You know, Frank might have done more work than Joe. Joe thinks he's worked to his capacity. Frank gets the prize, and he goes, hey, that's not fair. I did the best I could do. The writer goes on to say, but this is an insidious phrase, revealing a sin so bankrupt it goes back to the very beginning, back to the fall of man. It's essentially what Eve was told by the serpent. You're getting a raw deal. You're entitled to more. God's holding out on you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Housen joins us after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side of UCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school. No! Nina!
Go ahead. Shut up.
Yeah, there you go. So, hey, Daddy. Yeah.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have your voice. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, get involved in the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, or listen, maybe you want to head over to Amazon.com. You want to pick up my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Seriously, don't be ill-informed. Don't be misinformed. You know, it's all the things that we've been told that we can't be anymore. Right? You can't be a white guy. You can't believe in God. You can't pray. I mean, all these things, they're against everything, for last I checked. Right? But it shouldn't be the way it is. You should be allowed to be the person you are. Anyway, check out the book. It's a good way for you to get the ammunition you need to be able to speak to other people. Michael Housen joins me. He hasn't been around for a while. I mean, he's been on vacation. If I had his money, I'd be on vacation, too, all the time. I don't know why he's laughing. But Michael Housen joins me, as he does on a regular basis. I always appreciate the time that Michael spends with me on the air. Michael, thanks. I guess you could be called our token libertarian, right? I mean, I guess.
You know what? Especially because of the performance of the Libertarian Party and some of the crazy, I define myself as a classical liberal, not a libertarian. How's that?
What?
And when I say I'm a classical liberal, number one, people are going to have to run to their dictionaries to find out what
that
means, number one. But then number two, you can't quite put me in such as mockable of a box as you could if I just said, yeah, I'm a libertarian. Right?
I can mock about anything. You've been with me long enough to know that. So nothing slows me down anyhow. So we haven't talked in a while, and I know that we've made it through New Year's. Tell me, did you make any resolutions? Because everybody makes resolutions, right?
You know what? I don't. I've never been a resolution guy.
All right. I knew there was a reason I liked you.
Yeah. I mean, whatever the things are, well, I knew, for example, when I got on the scale Tuesday morning after Thanksgiving through New Year's of eating like a pig, I knew that, okay, I need to mellow out on the food intake and I need to maximize the exercise.
Right.
But that wasn't specifically because, oh, it's January 2017. It was because the scale told me, okay, fatso, get going. So that was that.
I don't know. Is fatso politically correct? Can we use that term? It's too late now anyway. It's all right. Go ahead.
Right.
All right. So, you know, again, we don't make resolutions either. We just, I always ask somebody because I'm always curious as to what they make and why they make it. And why would they make it if they haven't even achieved them in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever. You know?
Right.
So you're, and I joke with you, but I do mean it in a sincere way. Your show, much more cerebral than my show. You got a lot of bigger thinkers on there. You think things through. and you know, you're a well-educated guy, you know, and most of the people you have on your show are well-educated. Here we have Columbia students that were asked if they supported female genital mutilation, but they were given the clinical term for it. And the caveat was that they added, they also added Planned Parenthood in there. They said, would you be willing to fund Planned Parenthood if they provided, this for their women? And most of them were like, yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah, sure, it's a woman's right to choose. And I'm thinking, who would choose to have themselves, what female would choose to have themselves cut where they could probably bleed to death, urinary tract infections, no more fun during sex? I mean, really, seriously. But these educated people, these college students, couldn't even say, with the exception of one, you know, I don't know enough about it to make a decision. They all talked like they had a clue. I mean, sure, have we gotten to that point in this country where they think just because they step on college grounds, they're geniuses?
Well, you know, the whole feminist equality and that, you know, the treatment of women, the juxtaposition of how, you know, feminine pronouns are or traditional male and female pronouns are not allowed to be used. And people are just absolutely, you know, there's counseling centers set up if a woman feels like she has been looked at viciously in this rape culture. I mean, it is pearl clutching hypersensitivity. But then on the other hand, in those cultures where FGM is actually done and used, women aren't even second class citizens. They're third and fourth class citizens.
They're cattle, right? I mean, they're your own.
They're literally property. And the idea, I mean, the idea behind, historically behind FGM is unbelievably Iron Age barbaric, right? I mean, the idea is that if not for the temptress woman, that men would be fine. And if you completely eliminate the woman's ability to have any kind of pleasure in sex, she won't want to do it and therefore will be less likely to pull a man from the righteous path. I mean, that's the background to that thing.
One brain surgeon on campus said, oh, it's no different than male circumcision. I'm going, no, it has, no, they're two totally different things.
No, I mean, functionally, there are some, I've actually heard a defense of it now, that it's done symbolically where they just do a nick. So in order to continue to please Allah, but not okay, having.
You cut up, was it a lot of men or, I missed that, whatever.
No, right. No, I mean, obviously, the cultural reality of that entire thing is religious tradition. But it's just – it's interesting to think about a college students where the idea of female empowerment as a result of being lived in a horrible misogynistic culture like exists at Dartmouth or Brown or Yale or Harvard, and then to actually have to be confronted with what actually goes on in the real world in these hell holes in the Middle East and the cultures that are spawned from them. The irony that these kids would even have to consider that is that to me is so funny because, you know, these men for the most part, especially at these types of colleges, are emasculated and defenestrated and gelded at an unbelievable level because of the, you know, hateful women-hating rape culture that is America. But then to put them even remotely into touch with a society that actually is worse than what they assert America is, that's actually horrific, that they're even having to get their minds around that are just insane. It's so funny to me.
Yeah, I love watching these people. When they're interviewed, and I've always said on the show, I keep saying it over and over and over again, you know, these people, what does it take just to simply say, you know what, I haven't heard that term before. I'm not familiar with it. What does that mean? They're petrified, you know, to say anything. Is it, I don't believe this is generational, like every generation did this. We didn't do this. We were petrified to do stupid stuff at times. I mean, I wasn't, but most people were. But I don't know. I look at this and say, have we become such a proud generation? Have they become such a proud generation they can't ask questions?
Right. No, that's a good question.
No, I don't know. I mean, again, if we made it bad to say, hey, look, I'm uninformed. I don't know. I'm ignorant to this particular thing. Enlighten me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
The assumption is that they know everything. I mean, that's part of the criticism of academia today is that it's such a bubble that the idea that there might be contrasting views, that their assumption is they know absolutely the right answer to every possible thing.
That's too bad.
And have an awareness of everything that's going on the planet. And it's just unbelievably naive because their vision doesn't extend beyond the mirrors that are firmly fitted on the inside of their bubbles.
All right. So, you know, I'm going to ask you the question. It's been going around all over the place. I've been off on it for 2 days in a row. The four black people that beat up the white, mentally challenged young man. And, you know, I played Don Lemon's piece where he said it wasn't evil, it was just kids acting out kind of thing, and I'm going, you can't be serious. If this was four white guys beating on a black guy, it would be evil, it would be satanic, it would be totally a hate crime, and the mainstream media played this down. And did you figure anything else? Well, here we go. There's that sound where we go for commercial and we get paid and all that. But let's
we'll
hit that.
Hit that after the
yeah,
break.
Let's hit that on the other side of the break because I want your take on this. I'm Joe Mascini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Michael Hauser joins me back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I keep telling you guys, be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there and listen. And don't just yell at the radio. I want you to be part of what's going on. I really do. Anyway, I'm just going to bring him right back on. Michael Hausman joins me as he does every week, and I do appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. And, Michael, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Thanks for asking.
It would be nice if I turned your mic on, though, huh? Don't you think? That would be really cool.
Do you want me to answer the question now?
Because they only heard half the answer. Are you okay? You're alive? You're not going to... Everything good?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Joe. Okay. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Everything's cool with me, too. I was going to get your take on female genital mutilation, but it's got kind of boring now.
I think that if Allah tells you that you need to remove your daughter's clitoris to glorify him, then I think that's fantastic.
Oh, thank you for that. I feel much better now. All right. So you just...
I think it is.
You just flushed out of my head what we were just... Oh, we were talking about the thugs, the animals, the cowards that beat up that guy, the mentally challenged. By the way, last night I said he was mentally, I called him mentally ill. And there were a couple of people in the Facebook feed that went out of their minds because there were too many other terminologies I should have used. It's like, give me a break. You know what I meant. Can we just move on, right? So anyway, give me your take on that.
A couple of things. Number one, I hate the entire concept and idea of hate crime.
Do you?
I dislike it intensely. I think it is to use a word that was popularized a couple of months ago, I think the legal concept is deplorable and indefensible as a hate crime. It's a crime or it's not a crime. I do not like that there's some kind of special class for hate crimes. That being said, there's a couple thoughts about this. I thought it was absolutely depraved. I am really glad that these guys are getting prosecuted. I do wonder, however, if it had been December 2012 and four white kids had beat up a black kid, talking about, you know, F Barack Obama, F black people, etc. If the news coverage would have been different. I'm just putting that question out there. What do you think, Joe?
Oh, are you serious? Oh, yeah.
I am serious.
There would be rioting in the streets. And it would be the reason it happened because we have a black president, and the white community is not happy that we have a black president, and we're going to see all this happen. Please. I mean, look what they're already doing with the – did you see that celebrity clip a couple of days ago where they came out and they said – they actually said that the violence against women was up because it's in the name of Trump, that violence against minorities was up because of the name of Trump. And I'm thinking, where the heck are these people? What are they smoking? Where are they getting this information? How do they put this out without getting struck by lightning? Right?
Yeah. No. And obviously I was understating my question to make the ironic point. The people that are primarily responsible for disseminating the news about this sort of thing, for the most part, they certainly disagree with the violence. They certainly disagree with some of the language. But, you know, a Trump guy gets beat up, you know, and the name – it's a different standard that's applied to it, and I really think that's awful. I really do. On the other hand, a particularly awful circumstance, I don't like attempts to try to paint broad brushes beyond that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but beating on somebody because of their color or their ethnicity, you have such a hate for that group. Now, I hear what you're saying about it, because, you know, I mean, some people get beat up. Like, I'm going to pound on you because I want your money in your wallet. It has nothing to do with your color, size, or anything else. There's a whole different animal when you turn around and actually go hunting out, looking for having a cultivated inner hate for a certain group of people, don't you think? I'm going to go buy a lottery. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket, dude. I've stumped you twice tonight.
Well, here's the thing is, let's say that, you beat me almost to death. Right?
Okay.
And then we come to find out that you beat me almost to death because my last name is German and I've got, you know, German, Hessian, Hun background.
Okay.
Or because I'm, libertarian. Or because I have a particular disagreement with you over whatever I do. Does the fact that you're motivated for some specific reason mean that you should be punished worse? Or they investigate your beating of me and find out that it was just ordinarily old-fashioned hate, and they really can't come up with any reason other than the fact that you hated me. So you shouldn't be penalized as much as if you had a really offensive reason for beating me up. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm saying, I would say that if you laid in wait and you took a pipe to me and you beat me almost to death, and there was no extenuating circumstance that we didn't have a fight ahead of time, or there wasn't some ongoing background issue, or that you caught me breaking into your car, or some weird deal like that.
Right.
That you just beat me up. The fact that you may have done it because there's some politically incorrect reason for it, I don't think that there should be any sort of sentencing difference as a result of it.
Okay. That's one of those we can agree to disagree on. And, hey, so the one thing I haven't talked to you about, though, the one thing we haven't spending time on for a while, are you surprised, amazed, or just whatever, that the Dems still haven't figured out why they lost?
You know what? It's two things. Number one, I am not surprised, and I'm also enjoying the hell out of it.
Really?
I'm absolutely loving it, because as much as you know that I was not a fan of Donald Trump,
right.
I'm extremely mixed at some of the things that have been happening since the election was over in terms of what he is doing or what he's not doing. There's some things I love. There's some things I massively dislike. But one thing I absolutely do love is the complete lack of self-reflection on the part of the Democrat left. That they're absolutely totally on board with supporting Hollywood types condescending and talking down to everybody in America, that they can't possibly get their arms around the idea that, you know what, the guy that's in there right now has been not doing such a great job and people want something different. And the woman that you guys put up was awful, absolutely awful, and gave nobody a good I mean, and they don't get it. They don't understand it at all. It's because we're bigoted or misogynist or hateful or racist or whatever. If they want to keep assigning those kinds of blames to it, it's absolutely fine, because the red state crawl in state houses and governor's mansions and in the House of Representatives and the Senate and even in the White House will just continue to keep moving forward and forward and forward. And I'm totally okay
with
that.
Well, that's right. You know, Michael, that's the other thing we haven't talked about, which is I keep telling people, the Republicans didn't win this, okay? Stop pinning the whole thing on Republicans. You know, Trump is an independent for all intents and purposes. He's not a Republican. He's not even, you know, he's not really a conservative. But people voted for not business as usual. And then you hit the nail on the head. I don't know how these Dems can blame everything on Donald Trump when they lost all these other races. They lost the Senate. They lost the House. They lost the presidency. 35 governorships belong to us. We can go down the whole list. Is this in the DNA? I mean, are they really that out of touch with reality?
Right. Yeah. I mean, as much as his numbers, his personal numbers across the country are so high, the 8 years under Obama has been brutal for Democrats in state and nationally. I mean, just brutal. And they do not get it at all.
And they don't want to get it. They don't. The mere fact that they put her back in place. And look, and they're talking about bringing Ellison in as the head of the DNC. It proves to you they have not one brain cell of common sense between all of them. Hey, you got about 40 seconds.
Every single day, 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific time. Easiest way to listen to the show is houserules.us, houserules.us. You can find it on Spreaker. You can find it on iTunes. You can also find it on iHeartRadio. In the Apple Store and in the Google Plus Store, there's a free app to listen to House Rules as well.
Very cool. Always, yep. Always fun to have you on. Hey, I want you to know that on the way out here, this is something for you to think about. Sheila Dakshin Lee. Oh, I love her. I just love her. Okay.
I love her.
She wants us to know, her public service announcement for the week is she wants us to know that homicide is the leading cause of murder. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're always, always, always a pleasure for you to be with me. Hey, we're here every day. So come back, check us out, TheRealSide.com. Thanks for being with me today.